Several more cabinet nominees are before Senate committees today. Ann Veneman for Secretary of Agriculture, Spencer Abraham for Secretary of Energy, Tommy Thompson for Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Gail Norton for Secretary of the Interior. Norton in particular will face tough questions. The former Colorado Attorney General is a strong advocate of private property rights, and environmental groups say she has opposed many of the laws she'd be in charge of enforcing as Interior Secretary. NPR's David Walnub reports.
The 46-year-old constitutional lawyer, by all accounts, does not cut the kind of abrasive figure that her controversial mentor James Watt did as Ronald Reagan's first Interior Secretary. But in TV ads airing this week here in Washington, the Sierra Club labels Norton an anti-environmental extremist.
Gail Norton advocates opening up our wildlands, including the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, to destructive oil drilling and mining, and believes people should have the right to pollute.
Carl Pope, who heads the Sierra Club, told reporters here that Norton's been consistently outside the mainstream.
Indeed, her entire history of commentary on the public lands is to suggest that at best they represent an unwelcome federal intrusion into matters best left in private or state hands, and at worst, they are an outright unconstitutional usurpation of power by an overweening federal government.
Pope and other environmentalists say that in 8 years as Colorado's Attorney General, Norton refused to go after major polluters from the private sector. But some who actually worked with Norton say her record has been unfairly distorted. Patrick Teagarden is a Democrat who was policy director for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment during the last half of Norton's tenure as Attorney General. He says he never once saw Norton hesitate to uphold the law.
Gail Norton did an absolutely first-rate job on behalf of this agency in defending our laws, in supporting us with legal actions when we needed to go out and enforce against environmental wrongdoers, and she also assisted us greatly and had her staff assist us on innumerable occasions with regard to complex regulatory developments and other enforcement activities.
Norton's defenders say it's her outspoken defense of private property, especially in the West, that's made her a lightning rod for criticism by environmentalists. Bonner Cohen of the pro-business Lexington Institute expects the private sector will have a lot more say about how land is used in the upcoming Bush administration. And he says Norton should prove quite a contrast to current Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt, who's favored expanding public lands.
She believes, and I think she is quite right in this, that if government comes along and either takes your property or restricts the economic use of your property, particularly the latter constitutes a taking under the Constitution of the United States, and that private landowners should be compensated for the loss of the use of their land.
One of Norton's biggest defenders is the man who chose her to head the Interior Department. Speaking with reporters last week, President-elect Bush called her a good, strong woman and complained she was being unfairly singled out for her stance on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR.
You know, I was amazed the other day somebody was getting on her because she wanted to drill an ANWR. Well, guess who else thinks we ought to in order to make sure we got enough energy for the nation? The president-elect. It shouldn't surprise people that I pick people that share a philosophy with me. And we're going to have a balanced policy when it comes to federal lands, and she's the right person to lead the Interior Department.
Norton may be in for some sharp questions today, but not a single senator has so far vowed to oppose her. Some have said they're waiting to hear what she has to say. David Welna, NPR News, The Capitol.